Emergency aid is being sent this week to about 1,000 people, mostly children, stranded in a remote area of Chad. The International Organization for Migration says the Chadians led violence in neighboring Nigeria between government forces and the militant group Boko Haram. The displaced migrants are in the village of Ngubuwa in the Lok region of western Chad, about 48 kilometers from the Nigerian border. Their presence there was first discovered late last month. A truck convoy loaded with emergency supplies is being readied thanks to a donation by the United States. Dr. Kasim Soufi is the country director for the International Organization for Migration.
I would like, first of all, to sincerely thank the U.S. Embassy here in Chad that has made this timely donation to the IOM to assist this vulnerable group of migrants that are still stranded in this very, very unsafe area. The situation is very precarious.
The IOM is working with the Chadian government, International Committee of the Red Cross, World Food Program, and UNICEF to gather the needed supplies.
Food, temporary shelter, medication, psychosocial support, and so on. But then our ultimate goal is really to assist them, the kids, to reunite with their family, biological family members, and then other people, elderly and families, also to take them to the final destination.
The stranded children are Quranic pupils called Talibs. They fled with their teachers, the Marabout, from four eastern Nigerian villages 3 weeks ago.
They stay with them until they become big, and one day they come back home. So this is sort of a traditional business that they do, because even the area where they come from, it is predominantly inhabited by Chadians. Some of them are as small as 5 years, 6 years.
Soufi likens their stay in Nigeria to an education scholarship program. Earlier reports said some of the villages they fled were destroyed in the fighting between Nigerian forces and Boko Haram. Usually the Quranic students live in eastern Nigeria for many years. Soufi says some cannot remember who their parents are. That's where the International Committee of the Red Cross and the Chadian Red Cross Red Crescent Society step in with a program called Family Tracing.
This is the most complicated part of the whole operation, I must say, and I have doubts that it will last only for 3 weeks.
The four-wheel drive truck convoy carrying emergency aid will travel hours on unmarked desert roads and make a ferry crossing to reach the migrants. Besides being remote, the area also has roaming elephants and packs of possibly rabid dogs. One child was bit, but humanitarian workers did manage to get serum to the child for treatment. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.